The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across to the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up to the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that the crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them all to eat?" He said this to test them, because he knew that what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in this place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to them to those who were reclining, and also as much fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will go to waste." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves and had more than they could eat. And when the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who has come into the world." Since Jesus knew that he was going to come to carry them off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
The world and its history has an interesting relationship with bread. In this day and age, for many people, bread is a no-no. You can't take gluten, and some people get very sick. But I've always had a great love affair with bread. A little bit too much, probably. I remember when I was young, and there was a period of months, 1 year, where my mom had this starter yeast for making homemade sourdough bread. And for months, we always had fresh sourdough bread. It was so wonderful. I can remember being in the seminary my first couple of years, and that particular seminary, every couple of weeks, there would be fresh loaves of bread ready to eat. And so that was a good week in the seminary. And even during quarantine just recently, I taught myself how to make a bread that involved Guinness beer. And let me tell you, it was good. Bread is something so incredibly interesting in history and in our lives. So that Jesus would use bread and a meal and this image for us in the scriptures is so interesting. The world is starving for the bread that lasts forever. Jesus wants to feed the world with his own body and blood, the bread of life, his very self, his truth, his gospel, his very self he wants to give to the world. And that's a powerful truth. It's a wonderful gift. The bread that I will give you, he says, will last forever. This gospel is presented to us at the very beginning of John's Gospel at the very beginning of chapter 6. And it's a chapter that we're going to be hearing from for the next several Sundays. A chapter that teaches us about the Eucharist. But at the beginning, as we hear in today's Gospel, we recognize the extent to which Jesus and his disciples have been traveling the country. They went across the Sea of Galilee. They've been walking and preaching and following the Master Jesus everywhere he goes. And now they come down the mountain, and everywhere they go, at this point in the ministry of Jesus, there is a crowd of people. Everyone wants to encounter Jesus, to listen to his words, to receive what he has to give. In the deepest desire of the human heart, we want to receive Jesus. The people followed Jesus everywhere he went. They wanted to see him, hear him, touch his clothing, be blessed by him, and know his love. We hope to be one with Jesus. In Galatians, St. Paul expresses it in a better way, or at least in this particular way. He says, I have been crucified with Christ, and the life I live now is not my own. Christ lives in me. We want to unite our lives with Jesus. It begins then with knowing him and receiving him in the sacrament, especially the Eucharist. This is the true bread that comes down from heaven. So Jesus asks his disciples, and he's looking at the crowd, and he says, how can we feed the people? He wants them, his disciples, to go and give them a meal, feed them. The problem is, this is an impossible task and request for the disciples, because they have no money, they have no food, they have no way to feed 5,000 people. And actually, it would have been more, because they didn't often count the whole family that was gathered. There probably would have been more than 8,000 people gathered that day. For Jesus, though, this is not impossible. It's actually the reason he is here. Jesus and his disciples then are learning how to trust Jesus. We need to trust Jesus. So many saints in history have taught us about the infinite value in offering all our trust to the Lord. Saint Augustine said, Father, I am seeking. I am hesitant and uncertain. But will you, O God, watch over each step of mine and guide me? It's a prayer of trust. According to St. Albert the Great, the greater and more persistent your confidence in God, the more abundantly you will receive all that you ask. And this point is said to us by St. Teresa of Avila. God is full of compassion and never fails those who are afflicted and despised if they trust in him alone. We need a great revolution of trust in the world today. Jesus takes the bread in this gospel. He blesses it and breaks it. He tells his disciples to bring it to the people, even though they looked at it and said, there's not enough. They have to trust him, believe in him, know that what he commands of them will happen. And what happens? There was enough bread for everyone, more than enough. With Jesus, there is always enough. Jesus always gives us enough of his life, grace, and salvation. With Jesus, you will always have enough. In Jesus, we are always enough. We love to look around, trying to find things, events, other thoughts, philosophies, religions, and ideas. Stop looking around the gift that is before us and the truth of Jesus. I have come, he says, that they might have life and have it abundantly. Jesus is the one that you're looking for. He is the reason. He is the only philosophy. He is the only idea. He is the person that we seek. Jesus is the bread that comes down from heaven. Jesus is the only way to never be hungry. Before Mass, I often pray this prayer. Let us go to the altar of peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Actually, I pray it in Latin. Procedamus in pacem, in nomine Christi. Let us go to the altar of peace in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.